Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and this is my commentary brought to you by David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. You know, there's a lot of things that we still haven't figured out. The common cold, how to cure cancer. We don't know how the body works really, well, much at all, if you really think about it. But there's a lot we do know. Maybe too much. Crack.com has come up with a list of the five weird things your body does with their scientific explanations. Like eye floaters, those squiggly things you see floating around whenever your eyes move. Well, they're caused by too much fluid and gunk in your eyes. Clumpy and stringy mucus, basically. Doesn't mean you're going blind. It's completely natural and they'll go away. How about brain freeze from when you eat a lot of cold stuff? Well, what your brain is trying to do is warm itself up. It had a cold shock in your mouth, so it opens up arteries in your brain and the extra blood pressure causes the headache. How about when toothpaste makes orange juice taste weird? Well, it's not because the toothpaste is too sweet. It's because it contains chemicals that numb the sweetness receptors on your tongue while opening up the bitterness receptors. Toothpaste will change the taste of other foods too, but it's more noticeable with things that are sweet and acidic, like orange juice. And finally, how about the unusual smell in the facilities after eating, say, asparagus? I won't go into a great deal of detail because, well, quite frankly, it's kind of gross. But the reason you get the odor is from sulfur that's contained in the asparagus. When your body breaks it down, that's how it comes out. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, it's because only some people have the olfactory receptors in their nose that can detect that odor. Now, if they could just tell us when you get older why hair grows in your ears and nose faster than it does on your head. And that's my commentary, brought to you by David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange, a one-stop shop for jewelry and other interesting stuff, like you can buy gold and silver bullion there, old coins, new coins, if you're a collector, and everything in between. To find out more, go to davidsjewelryandcoins.com or stop by and see them on College in the same shopping center as Hurricane Harry's right next to the IHOP. I'm Kevin O'Connor. Thank you for listening.